The Aleutic Museum is moving forward with a project that will help preserve Indigenous knowledge of local food resources and integrate that information with modern preservation techniques. April Lactanen, counselor, and Danielle Ringer both work at the museum and are involved with the Aleutic Wild Foods Project. Lactanen, counselor, says that the program is aimed at young people who might not have access to information about traditional hunting and gathering methods.
Wouldn't it be great to have a project where we'd encourage young people to practice the different types of subsistence that occur here on Kodiak? There are a lot of people that don't really consider themselves experts on harvesting or experts on cooking, but really they do have skills that we want to draw on to help encourage young people to get involved. And I think a lot of people who are young and don't have experience in hunting or gathering, they feel intimidated. They don't want to do it because they don't have any access to someone in their family that might know how to do those things or have taught them directly. So that's kind of where the inspiration for the project came about.
The project is funded by a nearly $40,000 grant from the National Park Service Historic Preservation Fund. Ringer says that each month the museum will hold a gathering focused on the discussion and exploration of a new food.
And what we'll do is have interviews with people, and we'll be a video recording all of those every time. So at the very end, we'll have a full movie that will have a little feature on every single food from the year. And we'll also archive these so they'll be available to people in the future. We're also going to put together a recipe booklet from people in the community. And other than our community events every single month, at the very end, we're going to have a huge potluck for everyone in town. So it should be a lot of fun.
The museum's first gathering was focused on deer. Future gatherings will feature silver salmon, duck, octopus, and kelp, just to name a few.